looking at the impact of technology on assessment, specifically Bowers' technology-mediated learning theory, made me rethink how technology actually shows up in assessment. And it's not something we add on to make things easier or more modern, but it actually shapes what assessment looks like and how we experience it as students. I think one of the main ideas that stood out to me is affordances. Basically, where different technologies let us do different things. So in assessment, it's not just about writing a test or essay anymore. We might be making videos or collaborating in shared documents, doing more interactive kinds of work, things like that. These changes, that changes what counts as showing learning, because it's not only about memorizing content anymore, it's also about how we communicate and apply ideas in different ways. What I also took from the reading is that learning and assessment aren't just about the tool itself, but the whole environment around it. The technology of the instructor or teacher and the students, they all interact, they all play a role. So something like a learning management system can make things clearer and more organized, but it can also make assessment feel really structured and grade focused. And sometimes it can turn into just submitting work to tick a box instead of actually engaging with the learning, which I have mentioned in our meeting on Wednesday. I also think it connects to how students can start focusing more on rewards and learning. When everything is online and you get instant grades or scores, it's really easy to start caring more about the number than the feedback or process. The technology kind of makes the reward side of assessment more visible, which I guess could shift your mindset a bit. But also at the same time, the reading makes it clear that teachers have a big role in how this plays out, and technology doesn't automatically improve assessment. It kind of depends on how it's used. Teachers are the ones designing the experience, so they decide whether the technology is helping us think more deeply, get better feedback, and improve over time, or whether it's just making traditional tests digital. But overall, what I got from Bauer from the reading is that technology isn't neutral in assessment, and it really does change how we learn and how we think about learning. So I think it really comes down to being intentional about how it's used instead of assuming that putting everything online automatically makes assessment better.